The 2015 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee held their second public meeting this past week in order to hear testimony regarding potential changes. One of those speaking was the Director of Nutrition Research at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Clara Lau. She spoke about the importance of lean beef and healthy diets.
Farmers and ranchers have responded to dietary guidance by supporting research and education to maximize the availability of lean beef. The industry has selected for leaner cattle, trimmed excessive fat, and encouraged people to choose appropriate portions of lean beef more often. We listened, we changed, and we wanted them to know about it.
Of course, NCBA is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program, and she explained as the guidelines have changed over time, so has the beef industry.
When the first edition of the Dietary Guidelines was issued, fat trim on beef was half of an inch. Today, fat trim on retail beef cuts averages less than 1/10 of an inch, virtually devoid of external fat. In fact, 2/3 of the beef cuts sold in the retail meat case meet government guidelines for lean when cooked and trimmed.
Dr. Lau said the broad category of red meat used in large observational studies like the Nurses' Health Study does not reflect the leaner supply of beef, so the lean beef that people are actually consuming is not used when comparing beef consumption with health outcomes. Therefore, these comparisons fall short in assessing lean beef as part of a healthy dietary pattern. She explains the role beef can play in a healthy diet.
While Americans' waistlines are expanding, the consumption of calories and fat from beef has declined. Beef contributes only 5% of today's calories, yet it supplies more than 5% of 8 essential nutrients, including zinc, iron, and protein.
The Beef Checkoff submitted written comments prior to the meeting and will continue to be engaged as the 2015 Dietary Guidelines discussion continues. For more information about your Beef Checkoff investment, just visit mybeefcheckoff.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.